Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, June 17th, 2009. Normally at this point I say we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and indeed we both prepared the message today, but Brooksine has a bad cold and I'll be doing the entire podcast reading. That's why you'll miss hearing her voice throughout the podcast. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and today's message is titled Worthless Idols. The scripture text is from Jonah 2, verse 8. An interesting verse that you may not even consider being a part of the book of Jonah. It states, "Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs." I recently spoke to a friend who shared his testimony with me. He was raised in a very religious system, characterized by lots of man-made rules. He was led to believe that it was in keeping these rules that he was pleasing God. As he approached adulthood, his dad actually discouraged him from continuing in the church, telling him, "It's just too hard. You'll just go to hell anyway." For many years, he lived in the ways of the world. He was living with a woman when a pastor befriended him. They began attending his church and had a personal conference with the pastor where he shared the gospel with them. As they walked out of his office in silence, my friend tells me that at the very same time, he and his girlfriend looked at each other and said, "Wow, we are sure sinners." It was as though for the first time they actually stopped and, through the help of a dedicated believer, thoroughly evaluated the condition of their hearts. The pastor properly identified their problem as sin and provided the solution of God's grace. Well, they went on to accept this solution, God's salvation. They chose to get married, and since that time have been living for the Lord. And he's a neat friend to talk to. I see him on my chaplain visits. The Bill Gaither Vocal Band has a great song titled, "Child, You're Forgiven." That has a powerful expression in it. "I traded performance for amazing grace." What a relief. I can't earn my way. In fact, I have a video version from YouTube, linked to from the site today if you're interested in hearing the song. Today we consider those who grew up in church and in religious homes and yet have an inferior understanding of God's grace. They may be extra hard on themselves and judgmental toward others. They may have difficulty accepting God's forgiveness and assurance of their personal salvation, which leads to peace and the abundant life. Well, I'm not sure what kind of worthless idols Jonah is referring to in the daily text. Likely, he meant the physical objects of worship that we normally associate with idolatry in the Bible. However, I believe religious performance is a worthless idol that many cling to, and thus, quoting again from the text, forfeit the grace that could be theirs, end quote. Do you identify with the expression in the song I shared earlier? What a relief. I can't earn my way. That leads to truly resting in the all-sufficient grace of Jesus. I quote here Ephesians 2:8 and 9, a verse that many of you have memorized or certainly considered. It says, "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Jerry Bridges notes, "God's grace does not supplement our good works. Instead, his grace overcomes our bad works, which are our sins." Writer Erwin Lutzer observes, "When the mask of self-righteousness has been torn from us, and we stand stripped of all our accustomed defenses, we are candidates for God's generous grace," end quote. Well, good works are an outflow of God's amazing grace, not a replacement. Accept God's generous grace today and proclaim with the psalmist in Psalm 130, verse 4, "But with you there is forgiveness." Let's pray. And Brooksine did write the prayer today. She's got a bad summer cold and didn't feel like doing the reading, but I'm thankful for her help nevertheless. Let's pray together. Father, as we experience your amazing grace through your forgiveness of our sins, it compels us to also show compassion to others who have not yet applied your grace to their lives. As Jude writes, we are to be merciful to those who doubt. Snatch others from the fire and save them. To others, show mercy mixed with fear, hating even the clothing stained by corrupted flesh. In reaching out to others who are still living in sin, we must not lower our standards, nor do we want to appear more righteous than them. So give us the words, along with the compassionate heart, to reach the lost without losing our soul or lowering our standards, as we choose to love the sinner and hate the sin. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. We do have a couple of pretty pictures on the site, both taken around our home, a beautiful sunset picture. Beautiful picture also of a persistent pansy growing in the cracks of a dry-laid brick walkway in our home I took this morning. A couple of recommended songs today. One, of course, the song I referred to by the Gaither Vocal Band, Child, You're Forgiven. It's got a great message. Also have a reference to a book that I think more than any other book has been helpful to me on this topic by Jerry Bridges titled Transforming Grace. And actually there's a link if you would care to look into the book more or perhaps order it as well. Well, have a blessed day today. Thank God for His amazing grace.